from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Plus, I really just missed Derek's face. It's not even 11:01. You're lying to everyone already. By the way.
Sports Talk Saturday.
I will disinfect this, by the way. But that was my mustache rubbing up against the...
On WGR.
Okay, for microphone. Everyone that didn't get to see that and just heard it and it was already horrible, just know that it was worse for me.
Sports Radio 550.
Stashes are in.
No, Nate, former host of Sports Talk Saturday, stashes are still not in. They're not supposed to be in the mic, at least. That's another thing.
They broke in when Miles Teller had one in Top Gun, and then they briefly were back and briefly went away.
Yeah, no, that
was as far as you got.
That's an oldie but a goodie that we managed to save in the archives there.
That made me cringe.
Yeah, no, hearing that noise, immediately turned to me and said, is that his mustache? And I'm like, yep. Yep, and I remember standing where he stood, where Evan is right now, and Nate, at this place that I am sitting, and he just shoved his face right into that.
Yikes.
And let there be more context, these are new mic covers.
Yeah, those are the old ones.
If I do this, it doesn't feel as shameful.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I'm not going to do it.
No. Those old ones, though. Those had 50 years of pathogens on them or something.
I don't know.
Whatever you call them. Something.
It had something on it. But you know what? We have something to do.
We do.
We have a good old Sports Talk Saturday to talk about with you this afternoon. And, hey, guess what? Bill's training camp is here. Hey-o!
Hey!
It's finally here. We get to say one of the three times within the summer / beginning of fall that football is back.
Yeah, that's right. We went over the times we can say that. This is officially
This is step one of the timeline. Mm-hmm. Football's back.
Preseason, football's back. Thursday, the Hall of Fame game is coming this Thursday. Another football's back.
Kill me.
Yeah. Who's playing in that?
Tim Boyle and Kellen Mond and parts of the Texans and Bears.
Will Stephon Diggs be on the field?
No.
He's one of the unproven ones on that Texas team.
He'll be on the field. Remember. He won't be dressed.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He'll be mouthing off on the sideline. Totally forgot.
He'll be having fun with fans. Which
he will.
That's a perfect environment for a guy like Stephon Diggs, though, like how he'll play catch with fans like along the
M&T Bank commercial?
Or, you know, when he was here.
Yeah.
He did it all the time. So, like, that's a perfect game for Stephon Diggs' tradition.
Yeah.
And I say that in the most wholesome way, because fans are there, typically unaffiliated. You're not going to that game as a Texans or a Bears fan.
You're going as a football fan.
You're going as a fan of the NFL. You went to Canton to go to the Hall of Fame game, and you went for the Hall of Fame induction. More importantly, that's the reason they have the game. So... yeah, no, that's perfect. But at the same time, no. Thursday is not preseason to me. That's still fake. That's just we get to learn the players that are being inducted or see them, like, you know, on the field being introduced for the first time.
Yeah, especially these younger players. You know, it is interesting. Yeah. And you do see, I guess, the Hall of Fame game is not the preseason game where you're going to see the lineups really mean anything.
You're not even going to see the formations mean anything.
No. I mean, any preseason game that could be the case for, though, right?
They are probably going to a high school coach and going, hey, give us a couple formations.
Yeah, they're going to the Madden playbook or the College Football 25 playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of four verts.
Yes.
that's really
four verts.
Yeah. I don't know. It's coming. You're right. Today's the first day we could say that. Thursday's the second.
Yeah, I mean, today's the first show we could say that.
For show. Yeah, because training camp's been back for the week.
But. And then both of us are out next week.
We are.
But then, 2 weeks from now...
We're back.
The timeline part two hits.
Yes.
Because the Bills play that Saturday. So, we're getting there. We're moving.
Yeah.
We're moving and shaking over here.
We are. By the time we're back, it's going to be a blink of an eye. We're going to be talking about preseason Bills games and how they mean absolutely nothing. And then heading up to... Well, this preseason's different.
This preseason
really
is going to be different.
Because the whole wide receiver core is unproven. So it's going to be interesting to see who's lining up where, you know, towards the end of the game, the last game. And, you know, don't expect to see Josh Allen out there very often. Mitch Trubisky will probably be leading the charge. Good to have him back as a back. I like that backup quarterback. I think he fits a little bit more of the mobility of the offense if he had to come in and do something.
I mean, his decision-making scares the ever-loving
Jesus. So did Kyle Allen's, though. He wasn't that much better.
Yeah, but that's kind of where I'm going to say I miss Case Keenum.
Yes. Case Keenum.
Case Keenum is a fine backup quarterback. He just had a rough first game of his preseason.
Yeah. Matt Barkley won a game against
the Jets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Barkley won a game and played well in regular season time. That game where the last game of the year where the Bills beat down the Dolphins and shut the door on them sneaking into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Barkley played half of that game and was just as good.
Who's the bald guy? Number three, before DeMar Hamlin.
That's really, really specific there, Joe.
Bills quarterback. He was there Josh Allen's rookie year.
Oh, you're talking about Derek Anderson?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, Derek Anderson.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. I didn't even do it.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Both of you. Made me have to remember.
Then Nate Peterman.
Derek Anderson, the Buffalo Bill, who they turned to play in a pinch because Nathan Peterman was so bad at football. Yeah. Yeah. Why'd you guys do that to me just now? Why did you insert that into my brain?
Because football's
bad. Football's
bad. You said the names, so you're just as complicit in this.
No.
Yes, you are. I make the rules. No, you both just reinvigorated a part of my brain that I didn't want.
That's been turned off for a while.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was
it's
forgotten.
The one where Derek Anderson lives rent-free. It's just, he's back. He's moved back in. Squatter's law.
Ugh. Squatter's law. Oh, my God.
I did do something cool this morning, though.
Yeah?
I played golf at the Bills Stadium.
Okay. All right.
Yes. With my aunt, my cousin, and her boyfriend. It was...
I'm going to guess there wasn't a lot of putting, though.
Not much. A driving challenge. You had two shots. I shanked the first one.
Good. So someone next week,
I think,
or in a couple weeks, when the Bills host a preseason game, is going to find a golf ball when they sit down.
Well, this is in a simulator. The driving's on a simulator, right? So, like, the driving's on a simulator.
You want to talk about wasted potential right there.
Yeah. So I smack it, goes the second one, I get two chances, goes 62 yards because it, again, topped it. I learned on irons first, so I'm still learning the drivers. But around the Bills Stadium,
it sounds like you did a great job.
Not with the driving competition. By any means. My cousin, though, she got third place for like 5 minutes on the women's tournament before someone right there goes 180 and tops the leaderboard. So that was pretty impressive. But the real thing was walking around the stadium. You're in the 300s, the 200s. You're up by where the clubs are, the boxes. You are in front of those. So, like, you could really get your yardage markers hitting that way because, you know, you knew how far the ball was going. You can only use an 8-iron and below, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, they didn't want anyone just going crazy, you know? Even though there was a lot of action, I will say, going crazy, spreading field wide, going across, hitting the seats on the other side.
Yep.
So there was some interesting stuff going on there. And it was a cool environment, though. You got to see the new stadium, though. The pit is no longer the pit. So, yeah, I mean, if you had a chance to do that, I definitely would do it again.
Yeah,
truthfully, it was cool to just be around the stadium again.
I will say, wasted potential that you're not actually whacking real golf balls.
I know. Well,
because it'd be cool to see where your ball lands. Like, if you hit it far enough, like, did it make it to the field? Where did it get? Like,
well, that's the with the 8-irons and below. You do that. So oh, okay. Yeah, that's where like the picture I showed you up on the 300s. Like that's
nah, man, put it with the drivers. Same rules. Let's go.
I know. It was literally it was,
tee it up. It can was like, can someone sail it over
yes,
the stadium?
I guarantee you someone could. My cousin's boyfriend had it in the seats with an 8-iron on the other side of the field. if you get a hold of one with a driver, it's gone out of the stadium. You gotta think. It's really 100 yards. The football field's 100 yards, right? So add 150 maybe with the seats, how far they stretch apart each side.
Well, the end zones as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, like a 300-yard drive out of the stadium.
Now I want this.
Yeah, I think we might have to put Josh Allen up to the task. Can he drive a ball out of the stadium?
Probably.
I think he probably could.
He's a good enough golfer to do it.
Yeah, with a driver, 100%. He's got it. Aaron Rodgers probably could.
Or you line drive it and it just decimates a seat.
Yeah. Well, we were worried people
we're
on the other side.
We're getting a new stadium anyway. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? That's the farewell gift.
What, just, yeah, just, like, the natural, like, to the old
before you,
rock
before
pile.
Before they demolish it, let everyone go there, start smacking some golf balls around,
mm-hmm.
and
just
maybe,
no rules.
Maybe damage some property.
No rules. Take as many seats as you want.
No. There's still, like, I'm talking just golf balls. Just start letting people do that.
Oh, okay.
So, A, you get to make some money off of it before it goes.
Yeah.
And two, people get to have fun. Three, maybe there's destruction of property, but it's all perfectly fine and legal.
Mm-hmm. It's on accident because you're hitting things with a golf ball.
Yes.
You're not ripping seats out like I suggested.
But everyone has a good time, and then they destroy it
you
and
should,
demolish it.
You truly should do a competition to see who can drive it out of the stadium.
Every stadium
I
should do something
you, there
cool.
are people who could do that.
Every stadium before it gets demolished should do something cool.
Yeah. Well, like
for their fans.
Like I forget the name of it. Did I say it?
Like people should
the
be
rock
able to,
pile, the yeah. movie The Natural.
Mm-hmm.
They blew up all the lights, you know, for that movie here in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Like that stadium was no longer. That's when they moved to what was, I forget the original name, but at Coca-Cola Field when I was growing up, now yep. Salem Field. But what a cool
Duntire Park. That's what the baseball, that was what it was before Coca-Cola
yep. Field. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was what you were asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was originally Pilot Field, by the way.
Right, and that's
the first.
That's the first one. But yeah, like do something cool in a stadium before you demolish it. Give the fans an opportunity.
Yeah, let the fans have something cool to do.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk
before demolishing a stadium. Yes, I absolutely am on that.
Should we petition it? What do we do?
I don't know. I feel like
what do we do? Is it the driving thing, or is there something better? That's the question.
I feel like there's got to be something better, but at the same time, that one's pretty easy of a setup.
Yeah, you just send people out onto the turf. But landing on the turf, though, what I noticed, it's like the rough with all the rubber.
Yeah.
So you can't like drive off of it. You'd have to put you'd have to put something down, you know?
Or you play your iron game at that point.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. So it was, this whole thing was like Topgolf, but around the Bills Stadium. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
To sum it up.
You know what? Like, pull out the goalposts and like where they were.
Mm-hmm. Just lay it down. Yeah.
Who can get that ball
in there
into where the goalpost was?
Whoa.
Yeah.
From the upper deck. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a bigger target than just like a golf hole.
But at the same time, there's a lot of factors to look into here.
Yeah. Wind.
Especially
in
that
stadium. That's bad. Yeah. Wind in that stadium. You notice it though. If there was a breeze, which there really wasn't, but if a gust came through, it like went right to the side. So, I don't know. It was a cool thing to do. I guarantee you Josh Allen wishes he could have been there. He's a big golfer.
Yeah.
You know? Imagine being able to do that from your home stadium. That would also be fun. That might be the one time it's here before the new stadium's done.
Yep.
So, that might have been a one-time thing. There's still an opportunity to do it tomorrow, too, if they have tickets open.
All right. So. Opening bat out of the way?
Yeah.
All right. We got our brains warmed up as stupidly as we usually do.
On the treadmill. We jogged a little bit.
We're the hamsters on the wheel. And now we got the boys, we got the hamsters in the head moving here. And we get back to it. Bill's training camp, obviously already underway.
Mm-hmm.
Any reports, you can hear them, or you can read them, I should say, on our website. Sal Capaccio has them at WGR550.com as well, because it's a huge deal. You know, obviously, I was excited last week for the how this team starts to look. How are they going to win games? And it's a very exciting thing, and I wrote a piece about that myself.
Mm-hmm.
It got drowned out because, well, training camp's here.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm going to be mad about that. I'm just more or less saying it's already gone.
Yeah.
Why? Because we've already had a couple practices.
It's in the blender.
It's already down lower where you got to scroll to look for articles,
mm-hmm.
and I'm perfectly okay with that. because that means we've got camp reports, we've got stuff that we need to see and we need to talk about.
News.
News.
New news.
New news. Real quick, let me get a sponsor first.
Okay.
As Sal Capaccio takes you behind the scenes during Bills training camp with Sal's All Access Facebook Live on WGR's Facebook page, driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. All right. So, what up?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up?
You said news?
Well, yeah, no, that was, I was just saying training camp. We're getting new news. You thought I had new news?
I thought there was something breaking.
Nope. All I'm saying, I do have something, a comment from earlier today. From Tre'Davious White. The Bills love me so much, I'm pretty sure if I pick off Josh Allen, they'll be cheering for me. I don't know about that.
You might be right.
It's if he can.
Yes, but also if he does.
Yeah. He was on with Kay Adams earlier today on Up and Adams, FanDuel. So, FanDuel TV.
But also, that game is right. In L.A., so...
Oh, yeah, that too.
Bills
yeah.
fans won't
But even
be.
Bills...
Well, oh,
I think
the Bills fans Bills, travel. Are Bills we serious right now?
Yeah,
come on.
Let's,
they're going to be there.
Yeah,
they're gonna
but
be there.
At the same time... No, he is right about that, though, that Tre'Davious White is a very revered figure here, and a lot of people were just sad to see him go, because it wasn't like it was poor production at this point that was taking it down.
No, it was injury.
It was injuries. And not just injuries, major injuries. Season enders,
ACL tear, Achilles tear.
Yeah, like, but also he was a fun personality that people loved to see on the field or off the field, and how can you not love the guy? Basically, so yeah, even the Bills fans that would be traveling to that Rams game, yeah, they would probably be like, okay, it was Trey. I'm all right. At best, fans will be indifferent about Trey White doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd be upset that it happened, but I'd be like, okay, Trey White.
I'd be irritated that Allen made whatever throw he made, but then I'd say, okay, Trey White's back. Awesome.
Yeah.
So that would be me. All right. So, Bills camp.
No new news.
No new news, but over the past couple days, the how is becoming fascinating. And it started with a lot of days of just on fire from the offense.
Yeah. It did. You saw Keon Coleman getting involved.
Keon Coleman getting very involved. Mm-hmm. Dalton Kincaid having highlights on the first day. Mac Hollins getting a lot of attention based on where he's being slotted in right now. He's playing a lot on the outside and almost looking like one of the players that will be a starter for this team.
Yeah.
Based on his usage so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily plays to me. It's usage that is going to always make me have to pay attention. But Allen was dialed in for these first couple days, but then day three, he was doing the same thing, and then three straight interceptions. And Sal, of course, with his report, said probably the best opening line with this with the latest camp report. Call it the Josh Allen experience. Call it each side making plays at Bills training camp, which is absolutely what that could be. It could be the Josh Allen experience. We've seen it. We've lived it, for better or for worse. But at the same time, it's good to see the defense finally start making plays.
Yeah.
One of those players was Kyrie Elam. He stepped in front of a pass and took it to six.
Yep.
Pads come in. That's going to be important, because that's going to change some things.
Elam's got a lot to prove, too.
Elam's got a lot to prove, but I'm saying, like, just in general, though, like, defenders are probably going to start being able to make more plays, because now they're going to be able to hit. They're going to be able to make some.
Yeah, you can bump. You can jump in front of a ball or knock into someone.
You could use a lot more physicality.
Yeah, you won't be like the Chiefs getting into fights because someone bumped into someone. and throwing balls at heads.
Training camps, training camp fights happen all the time.
The Bills, it happened last year. Yeah. I remember, and everyone was freaking out about it. It's
normal. Josh Allen threw the dad voice when he was doing an interview.
Hey. That, and then he was on the field for one of them. That might have been 2 years ago, but it happens every season. It's a hostile environment for a lot of these position players who aren't Josh Allen because they're battling for their position spots.
Yeah.
Like, look at the wide receiver room. You're battling. If you're Chase Claypool, you're battling. Like, you want play time. And if you get screwed up because you get bumped into, you're going to be frustrated.
Yes. And there's plenty of other storylines that we have to go through here, and I'm going to try to attack them within the next segment that way of wide receiver, offensive line, defensive line, secondary.
Because
those are my four that I had written about that I was the most intrigued about.
Yes. I concur. I feel like those are pretty solid.
And
to look
we
at.
Can break those things down a little bit by bit, so to say, with how things are working, how is everything going to be coming into its own. And the secondary was one of the more fascinating ones in terms of the safety rotation. And I'm excited. Like, it's a different kind of feeling this year. And I'm a huge fan of this. Again, give me all of the cool stuff here on how is it going to happen? How does this team look? What's it going to be that we see from this group?
And keep sleeping on them. Keep them as the underdog. I love that.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but before we go and get our first break into the day, we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. And we go to Rob in Connecticut. Rob, it's Derek, it's Joe. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday, my guy.
Good morning. You know it wouldn't be a Saturday without me getting on with the silly, wacky crew of Sports Talk Radio. You know that's true. Come on. I always look forward to the Saturdays when I'm able to get on. You know, I was curious. You were answering a couple of my questions. You know, what are your thoughts on training camp? I know I was fired up Wednesday, threw my James Cook jersey on, went to a meeting, had to show off a little bit. And, you know, I'm looking forward to this season. I think the mystery box is slowly starting to open up a little bit, you know, the curiosities. And I like the fact that, you know, the interceptions were thrown during training camp, and that does mean that the defense is stepping up a little bit. You know, everybody's asking about Elam, you know. Maybe he will produce this year. Just give it some time. You know, I think Babich is going to do a great job. And I'm just looking forward to it, guys. I really am. I'm all fired up. And, you know, wish me luck. Tuesday morning, I'm going in for a total shoulder replacement, and I will be wearing my Matt Milano jersey to represent. So hopefully he shows up this year. I'm looking forward to him and T-Bird. And, yeah, my thoughts, you know, I just wanted to get your opinion and thoughts. How do you personally feel so far with the last week in training camp so far? You know, this past week, I should say. Always a pleasure. Love listening to you guys. And keep an eye out for that bald guy you were talking about.
Right, yeah. Rob, I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Rob. Good. Best of luck with the surgery as well. That's a
toughie. Mm-hmm. So obviously feel better. Bounce back as quick as you can with that shoulder.
Can listen to a lot of WGR 550 on your recovery. So,
yes, yeah. And I mean, I'll make the joke for better or for worse when it comes to this show, but hey, you know what? That's what we do.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to be answering these questions all throughout the day
mm-hmm.
of how is this going to be different? What are the bullet points? And I've stated the four. Wide receiver, offensive line, defensive line, and secondary. Kyrie Elam, Rob mentions him on the call. Please make this secondary even deeper.
Yeah.
I beg of you.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a problem.
Right.
Make it a bigger problem.
That would be the number one, the thing for
like
teams
to look at.
Like the
cliche of iron sharpening iron? Yes. Give me that.
And here's the thing. You're only helping Josh Allen by picking him off as well.
And you're also helping the defense with how Benford is playing, how
Rasul Douglas
is playing, and if Elam's able to help with that.
Mm-hmm. Hamlin is also getting reps with the ones.
And we'll talk plenty more about that.
Yeah.
The safety rotation and everything.
And very interesting. I'm getting excited because we're starting to see this stuff
exactly.
start to happen.
Exactly. You're starting to see the curtain unfold a little bit, but not all the way.
Yeah. I'm sick of the speculation. Here we're starting to see some things.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm.
All right. We take a break. We come back, and we'll dive in first with the secondary. when it comes to questions, how they're being answered so far, and what do you think is going to happen with them going forward? 803-0550 is the number to call. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, we're here with you. Sports Talk Saturday, you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.